From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama has strongly condemned the violence in Libya, saying it needs to stop. Mr. Obama also saying the whole world is watching what is happening there, and he said if the bloodshed does not end, there will be consequences.
In a volatile situation like this one, it is imperative that the nations and peoples of the world speak with one voice, and that has been our focus. Yesterday, a unanimous UN Security Council sent a clear message that it condemns the violence in Libya, supports accountability for the perpetrators, and stands with the Libyan people.
The president was joined by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who will travel to Geneva to take part in international talks on the situation. The Obama administration has said it is working with other countries to help get Americans out of Libya. Some Americans are aboard a ferry waiting to travel to Malta to board flights there. Civil liberties activists are praising the White House for its decision to abandon a law that bars gay marriage. For the first time, the Justice Department says the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the Obama administration will no longer defend the law in court.
Congress passed the Defense of Marriage Act in 1996. The law defines marriage as between a man and a woman. Many people have challenged it over the years. One of them is Anthony Romero. He leads the American Civil Liberties Union, and he says the White House turnaround is the start of something big.
It's really a tipping point for how we're going to finally do away with discrimination against lesbian and gay people.
Romero says the idea of applying special skepticism to laws that hurt gays and lesbians could lead to more job protections and easier adoptions. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel was out thanking voters in Chicago today. He then held his first news conference as mayor-elect. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports Emanuel says he is ready to take on the city's tough problems.
How's everybody doing?
Rahm Emanuel stood at a podium and smiled slightly as reporters addressed him as mayor-elect. After winning 55% of the vote, he'll take over the mayor's chair in May. When he does, he'll have to grapple with a huge budget deficit and underfunded pensions.
We are not the only city facing this crisis or state. Every municipality is. I want to be the first city to solve it in a cooperative basis.
And not, says Emanuel, like the state of Wisconsin, where lawmakers and the governor are at odds. Emanuel says he expects there will be shared sacrifices and shared changes. For his part, Chicago's new mayor-elect says he'll accept a salary, but not a pension, when he takes office. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
President Obama today named a number of business and labor leaders to his new competitiveness council. Among those appointed to the group, AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka and Candace Chenault, the head of American Express. The group's first meeting is slated for tomorrow. The council's being given the job of coming up with ways to promote U.S. economic growth. A down day on Wall Street, the Dow fell 107 points. This is NPR. Authorities in the city of Christchurch, New Zealand, say they have now determined that no one inside a seven-story building that collapsed in this week's earthquake could still be alive. That building housed a regional TV network and a number of other businesses. The death toll from the magnitude 6.3 quake now stands at 76, though it is expected to go higher as more bodies are recovered from the rubble of collapsed buildings around the city. Sniffer dogs and heat-seeking cameras are being used to try to find survivors. The quake destroyed a large section of the city of 350,000 people. 31 of the Chilean miners who were trapped underground for more than 2 months have arrived in Israel for a pilgrimage of Thanksgiving. Linda Gradstein reports several miners said the experience had deepened their faith and they were excited to see the Holy Land.
Richard Villarreal carried his 4-month-old son, who was born just 6 days after he was rescued from the mine. Richard said he is very excited to see the Jordan River, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and the Western Wall. He said that during the 68 days that he was underground, he prayed often that he would survive and see his son. Now, he said, it was a chance to give thanks, and he never dreamed he would visit the Holy Land. Israel's tourism minister told the miners and their families that Israel celebrates the triumph of the human spirit that the miners showed. The trip is being paid for by the Israeli government. Palestinian officials are angry that the miners will only visit Bethlehem briefly and charge that Israel is using the trip for propaganda purposes. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Crude oil futures continue to move higher amid concerns about the situation in Libya. West Texas Intermediate crude was up $2.68 a barrel to end the session at $98.10 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.